June 1, 2009, and we're recording stuff. Woo!
Lucy McFadden, I'm here.
Good morning, this is Ray Brown.
This is Carolyn Crow.
And John Ristovy.
One of the things we were talking about is even what is a crater? Carolyn, could you describe the pictures?
WILD 2 is more fuzzy than the Temple 1 image. And on Comet Temple 1, there's a smooth feature. Mm-hmm. To the left, where there doesn't appear to be anything like that.
Brown, but part of it seems to have a bright edge.
Right.
Let me throw in one big picture thing about each one. On the picture that we have of Comet Vilt 2, it's bright over off to the left on the Vilt 2. Whereas on the Temple 1 picture, I see it looks brightest towards the lower right of the picture.
I think another thing too, just in general, Comet Temple 1 seems a lot smoother than Vilt 2, at least on this scale.
Uh-huh.
With each other at the top of the image, for instance, and then some features, some darker, what looked to be dark lines moving down toward the bottom left.
And I thought it was interesting, someone noted that they didn't see many shadows on the Temple 1 image.
That was Tim.
Yeah, that was interesting. Now I see bright spots.
Flecks of bright here and there. Yeah. To me, they all look like they're short little linear features.
Yeah, it's hard to see.
But they point in kind of random directions. But it doesn't look, for instance, it doesn't look to me like an impact crater. It looks like it has smooth, rounded edges that are curving down into that dent that I have been schooled not to immediately assume are impact features. They're round, they've got a ridge around them.
Right, but if you see, I think I don't know what it means, but I think if there's nothing on Vilt 2 that is dark all the way around. You can see these, you see shadows on Vilt 2, but you don't see a dark rim that makes 360 degrees all the way around.
Well, I think too on the dark rim,
this
would be lighter.
Interesting.
It's not hitting it.
Yeah.
Now, so on Vilt 2, they don't have a raised lip around them the way an impact crater does. They look like they're just holes, like you said, with a flat bottom. Coming back to what Carolyn said about how Vilt 2 is fuzzier looking than Temple 1, is that because the picture was taken at greater range and had to be blown up more?
Well, there's at about 1 o'clock, it looks like there's a feature that's raised. It sort of looks like someone's laid something on top, that it sort of stands up above in two directions, which is sort of odd.
Or there could be
a depression
on one side and a shadow on the other.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. It could be that. The lower edge has this sort of mottled appearance. It's grayer with a little bit of dark mixed in. It is bounded by that arcuate, the curved dark line that John described.
But in the over to the right and lower down, there's a large linear feature that runs diagonally in what we could call the stubble region.
Yeah.
Now over on Vilt 2, at the bottom edge, there's a big cavity.
And that I was describing earlier almost looks like it's part of a Y coming from the right.
Uh-huh.
So you have the I don't know if it's all the same feature or not, but my mind is putting it in the wishbone.
They sort of look like they might be connected.